getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Triple A has opened its new Cambridge Academy. The organisation is a Grade 1 Ofsted provider and the largest supplier of professional services apprenticeships in the country. At its official opening this morning, I spoke to Academy Manager Harry Baird and started by asking him what the Academy had to offer.
Well, what we are, we're a national training provider for high-quality apprenticeships. We offer Level 3 and 4 for information technology and digital marketing. The company's been going since 2008, our head office is in Derby, and since the growth of the company, we've started to move into different cities. We moved into Cambridge on the 7th of August to set up the academy, and now we're growing. And what we fit in is we're offering life-changing opportunities in apprenticeships for young people that are looking in that type of sector. They want to do information technology, they want to work in the social media platforms, and what we're offering is these massive opportunities for them to develop, work with employers. How we work is that we actually find employers for apprentices and we fit the apprentice in with the employer. So we work with both to make sure that what we offer is an all-rounded provision. So we have a lot of processes to make sure that the apprentice is right for the employer.
One would have thought that this might have been something that a careers officer might have started off at some point, or perhaps continuing at a job centre. Why do we need companies like 3AAA at this point?
Because we offer specialists knowledge and skills, and we work with the employers and we know exactly what the employer wants. We know what the type of person they're looking for. We're able to work with that person. We're able to, if they're not, develop that person to where they actually want. And we're not just filling gaps, we're filling a need for an employer's needs and making sure that they get what they want.
And the funding comes from where?
It's a government funded. We have a government funded provision from the government. They obviously apprenticeships are 16 to 18s, and there are limited provision from the government for 19 to 23. Predominantly, we are 16 to 18.
And within all of that, you've got more than full approval from Ofsted, the educational regulator.
Yeah, well, we had our Ofsted visit in November, and we became Grade 1 in all our elements. And basically, we've been classed as outstanding. We're the only training provider that's got that across the board, which is a fantastic achievement for the company. It shows that what we offer works. We offer fact, and what we deliver is what the employers want. It's what the apprentices want, and our model proves that it's a work. It works.
And that approval process that covers the whole of the company or for the individual centres such as Cambridge?
It covers all the sectors because we all deliver the same thing. Every sector offers the same opportunities, the same processes.
Information technology and social media. I can imagine my listeners saying at this point, I don't need people trained in Twitter. I want somebody who can come and fix my taps. I need a plumber.
Well, yes, you do, but you also need people to market businesses. You need people to make things work. We're now in a technological world. Everything we have now is technology. Even kids play with technology. Even kids go on Facebook. What we need to have is to understand how to utilise that, because the way the world's moving, we need to have to utilise these things properly and make them effective, because in 10 years' time, that's what's going to be true.
And is it a matter of perhaps harnessing, if somebody is interested in computer games, perhaps they've done a little bit of programming themselves, or they're on some of the social networks, I don't know, working with a band or something, and it's taking it to the next level and then some on top of that in order to make sure that those skills that they're wandering around and playing with in their social sphere can then be taken into business.
That's what it's about, is showing what the skills they have got and how relevant it is in business and why business needs it. Because what it does is improves their skills, and it means they can move stage further, because technology moves, and that's what it's all about, is moving them forward, learning how far can we actually take this, how far can it actually go, how far can I drive this forward. And that's, without it, business will stop. Technology needs to evolve and move, and these type of people, you may be a gamer one day, but actually those skills can be used in other areas, which is really important.
And are businesses wise to this as well? Are they putting the right people on the social media, or is it something that they just give to the office junior without thinking about it too hard?
It used to be. I think nowadays they're starting to realise how important social media is and what one bad thing can do to business. So it is now becoming more relevant, and people start to understand that, how important what information they tryout is actually understood, it's clear, it's relevant. And because of that, there is a need for people to be able to move it forward and promote different ways of businesses.
Students divide their time between classroom and workplace. In the St Andrews Street facility this week were Abby and James.
And Abby, how long have you been at 3AAA for?
Since about October. I've been in my employer since October the 6th.
And what have you been learning here?
All about social media, from what platforms to go on, what tools to use to improve it, and what to do and definitely what not to do.
So what are you learning here which you perhaps didn't know already from using social media with your friends?
But it's a lot different when you use it with your friends compared to when you use it with a business. So there's a big difference, and that's what we're learning here, is how to use it for a business, because there's lots of things that you don't really want to post on the business one that you would on a personal one.
And what about the employer? What's their names? Who are you working with?
Cambridge Online Solutions. They're in Cambridge Science Park, and they do business software. They're a Microsoft partner.
And how have you been able to put to use what you've learnt here with the employer?
I've been really lucky. I've got an employer who, they let me try out everything, and they've put me in charge of their social media, and they're letting me try out a lot of marketing as well, so I can help out with the digital marketing. Like at the moment we're doing banner ads, so I've been really
which is what?
well, we're doing Google ads, and so when somebody clicks on our website, it allows them to the next website they go to. Our banner ad will be there, kind of reminding them. Okay.
So this is when I've been looking to buy something and I then buy it, but every website I go to is still reminding me that I want to buy it again. Is that sort of thing?
Not every website, okay. Just a nice reminder.
What about you, James? Where are you working?
Cubic Design.
And what do they do? They're a new market, I think.
So they do graphic design and PR. They'll do anything from making logos to stalls and stuff like that. We also do PR for clients like CoolerAid, like the cooler water coolers, power cases, phones. So they charge your phone. It's a phone case.
So what do you think that you've learnt here that you've been able to apply when you've been in the workplace?
Well, we've been doing stuff to do with SEO, which is search engine optimization. So that's stuff like how to get your website to the top of Google. When I've been had to do that at work, some of the techniques that I've been taught here, I've been able to try and use to try and get it. So that's like trying to add keywords. So you'll get a sort of keyword and you've got to put it onto a page without a certain amount of time without it sounding stupid.
So what are your career plans? Are you looking to go into marketing, perhaps with or without a focus on social media?
I'd like to carry on doing social media. I think after this, my year's apprenticeship that I'm doing at the moment, I think I'm going to move on to the level 4, which moves on to a more university degree level.
So the plan is you'll spend the time with the employer and then you'll perhaps look to go back into full-time education. Is that the plan, to continue through university?
The apprenticeship is it's the level 4 is, again, what I'm doing, another year, okay. But still with my employer.
So what are your plans? You'll stay with the employer, you'll go do some more education, or perhaps a bit of both?
I'm hoping to stay with my employer and maybe move on to do the level 4, which is the uni level.
Abby, what about you?
I'd definitely like to stay with my employer and, again, move up to level 4, staying in the workplace, and then I'll see where it takes me.
Opening the AAA facility this morning, it's actually been in business since August, as we heard from Harry there. But I spoke to Cambridge MP Julian Huppert.
It looks as if the apprenticeship is back in fashion, really, over the past couple of years or so.
Absolutely, and I'm delighted about that. It's something we've pushed very, very hard in government. Vince Cable's been leading that, something I've been keen on for many, many years. I don't know how many decades now. Because there's been this idea in the past, this is something which Tony Blair was very keen on pushing, that we want to get most young people to go to university. And actually, university is great for some people, but apprenticeships are also great for people. Different people want different things. I've been talking to apprentices here today, and I've talked to many over the past few years, who say actually it's fantastic. They learn skills and they get paid and they learn how to work. It's actually a much better deal for many people than the idea of university. So I'm really pleased we've now gone over the 2 million apprentice mark. That's absolutely fantastic. Places like 3A, places like Cambridge Regional College, all of these providers do a great job.
You also took on some apprentices yourself, I think, in recent months.
Well, I've had one apprentice who did 2 years with me doing a couple of qualifications, and that was fantastic. I mean, great experience for him. He certainly said he enjoyed it a huge amount. And I would say to all employers, think about getting an apprentice. It's much easier to do than you think it is, and the benefits are huge. So company after company are taking on apprentices now in all sorts of areas. People have this idea that apprenticeships only happen in a handful of subjects, but actually, I spent last year every month going to see an apprentice at work, and I saw people who were doing a range of things, from things like engineering apprentices to construction to heating and ventilating to hairdressing. It's a huge range of things.
Julian Harpert ending our look at the Cambridge Academy, which opened officially this morning.